Many delegates from Vermont arrived at the Democratic National Convention this week, ready to continue the political battle for Bernie Sanders. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, they're now coming to terms with the fact that the convention in Philadelphia has marked the end of his presidential campaign.
Early Tuesday morning, about 12 hours before Bernie Sanders would formally concede his candidacy, delegates from Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine gathered in the conference room of a chain hotel for the group breakfasts they've been sharing all week. The tri-state area is prime Bernie territory, and the tired faces on some betrayed a sense of looming defeat. Among the parade of speakers working to salve the emotional wounds was Howard Dean, the former Vermont governor and 2004 presidential candidate. Dean said he knows what it's like to see the long march end for the people who worked so hard to advance it.
Look, I remember what this was like. I remember how people slept on floors for weeks and months at a time. I know how hard this is.
And Dean's observations shed light on why these losses sting so badly.
The Democratic system was intended and has largely succeeded. Bloody political transfers where vast numbers of people were murdered. Politics is a substitute for war.
In a campaign framed by Sanders from the outset as a revolution, some delegates here, like Hartford Representative Kevin Christie, see the loss through the lens of battle.
I'm a soldier. We're Spartans. We just hope we never have to carry our soldiers out on their shield.
But many say Sanders' influence over the political army he's built during his four decades in public office won't necessarily wane, despite the fact that he's no longer carrying the presidential banner. Matt Barong is a delegate from Vergennes. Barong says the people that followed Sanders' plea to stoke political revolution should now consider his call to unify behind their former adversary.
And what I keep trying to remind them is, you know, he is the political leader of this revolution. He started it. You know, and you talk about revolutions, all revolutions have generals. That general's Bernie Sanders.
Until this week, Hillary Clinton may have been the enemy for some Sanders supporters, but Barong says sometimes strategic alliances necessarily shift.
And your commander-in-chief basically told you this is how we have to play this out right now. So you've listened to him to this point. Why are you trying to go rogue on him now?
Sanders attempted to rein in those rogues at a rally in downtown Philadelphia Monday afternoon. Upon hearing his call to vote for Clinton, the thousands who'd shown up to hear him began to boo. But Sanders pressed on.
This is the real world that we live in. Trump is a bully and a demagogue.
Many of the pro-Bernie delegates are now working to find their place in that world. As red, white, and blue balloons floated from the rafters of the Wells Fargo Center after Hillary Clinton's nomination acceptance speech Thursday night, Joe Sable Courtney, a Sanders delegate from Stowe, struck an optimistic tone.
So this is our send-off into the revolution. Let's put it that way. This is our send-off.
Courtney says it isn't that she was, quote, bowled over by the speech or that she's necessarily going to support the new nominee, but she says Clinton's focus on the economic and social justice issues that Sanders introduced to the campaign give her hope that the movement won't end alongside his candidacy.
Thank you, Hillary campaign, for our send-off into the revolution, because we're going to revolutionize the Democratic Party.
And Sanders has assured his followers that he'll still be there to lead the way. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.